Aircheckdownloads.com.
Greatest Hits Radio, as we celebrate those songs that were so good they couldn't be followed. It's our One It Wonders weekender. Clout, the South African all-female powerhouse, covering a song that was originally recorded by The Righteous Brothers. How they didn't have any further chart success here in the UK after that is a bit of a mystery. There were 6 follow-up singles, including a great single called Save Me, which is worth checking out. But none of them caught the public's attention like Substitute did. Number 2 for 2 weeks in August 1978. Now, sometimes, hidden in the background of those huge hits, there are famous artists on backing vocals. Singing that very line, I want my MTV, to the melody line of Don't Stand So Close to Me is Sting, who also has a writing credit on this song as well because of that melody line being used. Money for Nothing on Spinning the Decades from Greatest Hits Radio. Dire Straits. Money for Nothing with Sting on backing vocals. There he is. There are so many hits with famous artists on backing vocals. Another hidden in the background for you next week. Good afternoon, I'm Stephanie Hurst. Just leaving 4:10, Saturday afternoon. I'm here until 7 tonight. And from 5, we are all on vinyl with your live requests. So adjacent to this studio where I'm sitting next door is a record library. And there's a lot of vinyl in there. And I'd love to play something for you from vinyl this afternoon from 5. So do get your live requests in right now. 61054, Steph at the start of your message. Or you can email Steph at greatesthitsradio.co.uk. Now, on this day in 2014, tickets for Kate Bush's first live shows in 35 years sold out in under 15 minutes. Wow. Kate Bush. Kate Bush. And wow. And on this day in 2014, all tickets to Kate's Before the Dawn shows that were to be held at the Hammersmith Apollo sold out in just 15 minutes. Were you there? Did you go? You weren't allowed to take any photos, though. She banned you from using your mobile phones. Now, sometimes a song needs a second chance to achieve its full potential. And this song has 2 chart lives. First released in November 1985, where it stalled at number 25. But fast forward to 1991, and to promote their Best of the Waterboys album, it was back. Number 3 in April 91. The Waterboys on Greatest Hits Radio. A picture.
Aircheckdownloads.com.